Is money or happiness more important? Let's see. If I don't have money for a haircut, then I won't be happy. The golden voiced homeless guy, can I get an amen? Tina Marie talking about scoreboards up next on the Good Old Boys.
Jasmine Love on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. Playing the best in R&B jams and catching up with your favorite artists from yesterday and today.
My girl Rashida, how you doing over there?
I'm good. How you doing, girl?
And you already know how it goes down in the reality check. Jasmine Love is giving you real advice on those issues that mean the most to you.
You cannot live your life based on what other people think or what other people look like.
Real music, real topics, real radio. Jasmine Love has your airwaves on lock right here on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
The Larry P. Show, hosted by Doc, featuring Ed Murda, is ignorance at its best on the Good Old Boys Radio Network with Larry P.
You know what I'm saying? Grandma done fell down the stairs, huh? You know what I'm saying? You ain't even trying to help out.
Doc.
Y'all might not like my intro. I bet you can't be my ass, though.
And finance Ed Murda.
I completely am all right with the gun rights and owning a gun because, you know, I'm about that life.
Check it out every week on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Ed Murda. I'll dome you up right now.
Okay.
Music from Planet Patrol, Chaka Khan. and Earth, Wind, and Fire as we continue here on this edition of the Good Old Boys Radio Show.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for all of us. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hey, Nick Cannon here. So, of course, we all know there's lots of talent in America. But unfortunately, there's something else we've got way too much of. Childhood hunger. 17 million kids struggle with it in this country. But here's the thing. This problem is entirely solvable. Seriously, we already produce more than enough healthy, nutritious food in this country to feed every single last one of those hungry kids. We just need a way to get it to them. That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks is out there every day gathering surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
back on the Good Old Boys on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. When you talking and you still got your mic in hand, you play At Your Own Risk by Planet Patrol.
Yeah, I'm afraid to say anything. E. Mario Washington is in here NSN, folks.
I'm sorry, man. Got the room. I'm sorry. Man. I mean, like, I didn't know that you was going to actually talk when you said I don't have to tell it now.
Breaking people's civil rights and privacy. Wow.
Oh, man. All right. What's better to have? Money or happiness?
Happiness, by far. Easiest question you've ever asked on this show.
Why is that?
Because there are plenty of sad, unhappy people with money, obviously.
Well, what's that girl, Mick Jagger's girlfriend?
L. Ren Scott.
She murked herself.
And left him with $9 million. He's the sole beneficiary of all of her assets.
Well, you don't think that he killed her?
No.
Nah, I doubt he'd kill somebody over $9 million. Well, maybe he would.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure that.
Nah, like, he's worth over, what, $300 million?
That don't mean he can touch $300 million.
Yeah.
Oh, he's touching $9 million now.
Yeah.
First, he might have touched a $9 million, and now he's touching $9 million. Might have touched a $9 million.
He got 99 problems.
Yeah. but he don't have that problem.
I know, right?
Oh, that's awful. That's awful.
I like this self edit. Oh, that's awful. What I just said is awful.
Damn. Oh, God.
He touched a 9 millimeter, and now he's touching 9 million.
I think, man, I mean, and for the most part, a lot of people's situations, man, money can solve, and it brings them out of a bad situation where they're not financially stable or able to do for themselves. So money can bring happiness, sometimes equal that happiness. You're not going to necessarily sustain that happiness just because of the money, but it can make your situation better, thus bringing you happiness. You know, like I know some happy broke people, you know, and I know some, well, the vice versa of that. You know what I'm saying? So
what was that? Who was that said that in a verse? We were so happy poor, but when we got rich,
Jay-Z
said that. That's right.
What was that? Cry on the Blueprint.
I wonder who he stole that line from.
L. Ren Scott.
We were so happy poor, but when we got rich, when our signals got crossed and we got switched.
Yeah. I think that money can buy happiness to an extent.
Well, you're wrong.
But it can't buy your love because it's overpriced.
I'm going to tell you like this here, man. What was it? Lindsey Graham, senator in South Carolina for now. he said one time that money ain't going to buy happiness, but it's a good start. And I think that's the way that I look at it, man, because money can definitely solve a ton of problems that end up causing you to be unhappy. Like, you go home one day and your lights ain't on. Money will solve that. That's something that can make you unhappy. Happy. You know what I'm saying? Not having lights can make you unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
If you got money, you can actually do things that will enhance your happiness, like going on a trip, buying something for yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you're an unhappy person, though, and you're just generally unhappy, money ain't going to help you.
Yeah.
Because you're not, even if you have money, I think you're probably still going to end up having, like, some issues, like, because you're not going to be totally content with the fact that you got money.
Mm-hmm. It's always going to be something. And you know, if you're people happy, with money, they got different problems. You know what I'm saying? So they don't necessarily make you happy. You know,
right.
Got a different set of problems.
And if you're happy, you're in a better position to make money.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're broke and unhappy, you're desperate and you don't make sound decisions.
You rob banks and stuff.
You lack motivation.
Or you play the lottery until you, with your last $10 or $15.
Yeah.
You just don't make good decisions. So you're unhappy thinking the money's going to make you happy, but in actuality, you're getting deeper in debt. So it's almost to the point where you have to commit suicide. Shout out to L. Ren.
Oh, wow. Right. Now, y'all boys is like cut through the ruthless, man.
If you commit suicide, I have no.
Yeah.
I have no. I don't care. I don't.
Obviously, you didn't. So.
The views expressed by Black Trump are not necessarily
right.
If you commit suicide, I don't have sympathy for you,
bro. I don't understand. Like, let me tell you something, man. Depression is real, bro.
Yeah, it is real.
And, like, she obviously had some problems that people didn't realize she had, including Mick.
Well, we're going to do a show eventually called I Called My Own Shot, and that's talking about suicides. So we'll continue that discussion then. And, like I said, most of the time when people commit suicide, it is because outside influences is usually the case. They draw them into depression. Maybe by bullying or peer pressure, and then also finances. But, I mean, there's ways to overcome all of that, not by taking matters into your own hands. So I don't feel sorry for
them. So, but you don't suffer from a mental disorder like depression?
You don't know that.
Well, I mean, you sitting here talking about
after what
about
we heard in his last story,
right? Like I don't know. You might. But I guess we ain't got to worry about you calling your own shot, though.
Yeah. But
oh man,
I'd say definitely money. Happiness is more important than money, because like you just said, you know, Kurt Cobain would not have shot himself in the head if
he maybe he didn't happy. Though. Remember the Unsolved Mysteries episode?
No, I didn't see that.
Courtney Love did not do anything.
I didn't say it was Courtney Love. Well, I just said that maybe he didn't kill himself.
All right, well, let's go by the police report. It says he killed himself. And he was quite rich and very much unhappy. So, obviously, and I'll put it to you. If I put a gun to your head and made you choose right now, which one would you take? Your career or your daughter? Your daughter is your happiness.
If you put a gun to my head...
Yeah, if I say, all right, you can choose, you got to choose your career or your daughter.
So if you, or what? Are you going to shoot me if I say I want my career? Or are you going to shoot me if I say I want my daughter?
All right, well, the format of that wasn't exactly right, but you get my drift. The format wasn't right, but I think
that's why there are no black terrorists, ladies and gentlemen.
We don't think things through enough. Yeah.
No. Oh Lord. All right. I'm going to put on this bomb and I'm going to walk in here and blow myself up. Here, hold this detonator, please.
Yo, I want the money.
So, all right. Okay. You really? So you just.
No, I'm not saying that. But no, I'm talking about just in general. I want the money. And then I get the money. I'm gonna get the woman.
Like Scarface said, money and the power. Money and the power.
No, I'm not gonna be like Scarface.
Scarface. Money and the power.
Well, not that Scarface. I'm talking about the real. Oh, like, talking the real Scarface. The movie Scarface. Yeah, nah. He had the money and the power, and then he died.
I'm talking about the rapper.
Clearly
that song.
Unhappy. There you go. See.
Yeah. All right. Rufus and Chaka Khan, Hollywood.
My Uncle Rufus.
I guess you can call him that. He's somebody Uncle Rufus.
He's on his way, he's going to Hollywood, he's bussing it to Hollywood. Show him the ways, moving to Hollywood, he's helping it to Hollywood. He's on his way, he's going to Hollywood, he's bussing it to Hollywood. Show him the ways, moving to Hollywood, he's helping it to Hollywood.
He's waited at bus stops all his life. He's been in and out of those spaces. Seeing eyes that spoke to him from sad and empty places, sad and empty places.
He's on his way, he's going to Hollywood, he's passing into Hollywood.
What you doing?
Show him the way, he's moving to Hollywood, he's hopping into Hollywood.
Now, you know he's
Critics agree that listening to the Good Old Boys Radio Network family of shows can give you superhuman strength, like this guy.
Long tall Sally, she's built sweet. She got everything a monkey child needs. Oh, man. I gotta have me some fun. I gotta have me some fun.
Visit thegoodoldboys.net to find out when you can hear your favorite Good Old Boys show. Up, up, and away!
Good Old Boys TV is your visual home for the Good Old Boys Radio Network. You'll find random videos of our personalities and affiliates, and you can find videos of us making our magic or just chilling so you can get a glimpse into the lifestyle of what it's like to be a good old boy. To get Good Old Boys TV, all you have to do is log on to thegoodoldboys.net and click on the Good Old Boys TV tab.
Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the Good Old Boys on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds, over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that. And that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
We'll tell you why it's so hard for men to settle down and commit to women right after this break. For now, just know that that's the way of the world. Thank you, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh,
heart and soul. I don't hesitate, 'cause the world seems cold.
Stand young and hard.
Won't you hear me now? Won't you hear me now?
Yeah, man, it's popping, y'all. The all-new TheGoodOldBoys.net.
Say word. The most anticipated website in the history of the planet Earth. And now it's finally here, yo.
Yeah, man, I got all the latest information on the Good Old Boys radio show, Jasmine Love, The Larry P. Show, and that sexy, suave Big Daddy Sway. Play me another one, Big Daddy.
Word, word. The all-new TheGoodOldBoys.net.
From the city to the sticks, you're listening to the Good Old Boys on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
They've stormed beaches and freed countries. Protected the weak. And defeated the strong. Shown courage and compassion. They've raised our flag and our hope. They've been called leathernecks. They've been called devil dogs. But above all, they're called Marines.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
So you're giving up, just like that?
Giving up on what?
On getting an inheritance from a distant relative.
Don't you think if there were a billionaire in the family, we'd know about it by now?
Listen to me. We are one phone call away from riding horses on our own private polo grounds. One call from christening yachts, having a butler, using summer as a verb.
How do you figure?
Look, everyone's got a rich uncle somewhere. It's statistics. So the best thing you can do is just prepare for the inevitable.
Right. Which is why I thought maybe it would be smart to take control of my finances. You know, start using a budget, get out of debt, set some retirement goals.
Budgets? Debt? You watch your mouth. Retirement shouldn't be a goal for us. It should be a way of life.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Back on the Good Old Boys on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. Barbershop Talk, Volume 4. Now, men everywhere seem to have a hard time deciding to be with one woman. Why is that?
Because we like variety. We make a lot of hormones that desire sex, and we're probably built to desire more than one woman. Why else would a man be able to reproduce well into his 80s? We like it. We like sexual variety.
I think that that's a cop out though when we talk about like the commitment issue.
I didn't say it was right. You asked me why.
I think that's like the easy way out.
Well, perhaps I didn't format my response to you properly. What I'm saying is, I know it's an easy way out, but that's just what I think. I would not use it as an excuse for not committing. I just think it is true, though.
Yeah, well, why do men not commit, Q?
Why do they not commit?
Oh, here we go.
I mean, it just don't work. I mean, simple as that. I can't speak for every man. I mean, shoot, at the end of the day, man, it ain't popping off the way it's supposed to pop off. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you come in with your representative from the gate, and then when I get to know the real you, then okay, we not connecting no more. Point blank, period. So I'm not trying to. That's not the person I met. That's not the person I fell in love with or whatever. So when the game changes, you know, you fall back, you retreat, yo. Simple as that. I don't think men got a problem with settling down. Like brother like me, I would love to, but it's just every time you get in there, about 2 years in the game, it always switch up.
All right, here's what I got to say about it.
You know,
I think that the point of commitment is dealing with those changes.
Say what?
When you commit, you're saying, I accept everything that's going to change about you 5 years from now.
That was well said. Well said.
No, not changes like that, dog. Like, for example, go finish your thought. Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead.
No,
refute.
Yo, if I meet you at the elevator and you looking good and we talking and we vibing and this is what I fall in love with. I see you on a daily basis and it's the same person. You know what I'm saying? This is what I fall in love with. This is the attitude and everything I'm getting within the first week or two or the month even. But then somewhere down the road.
The month even.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying because you're getting to know somebody. You know, you're trying to see if you're compatible. Now, if this person does a whole 360 and this not the person I've met before. I'm not trying to marry you right now. I'm trying to see if we're compatible. You're doing a 360 on me. I don't like this person. Like Fabs, I think Reverend Fab said it best. You know what I'm saying? I want her, but I don't want that chick back. You know the bad term, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Witch, but that would it be. But anyway.
But that's the whole. Go ahead.
I know a lot of people say that there's no such thing as love at first sight, but there actually is. Like when you meet a woman, 9 times out of 10, you know deep down whether or not you would be in a relationship with them. Yeah. Or whether you're just going to smash them or not. So there is a such thing as love at first sight. And that's why a lot of times men don't commit, because they bump into a lot of women that they know they just want to have sex with. And then they get in a relationship with them. And, well, it gets serious in the woman's mind. But in the guy's head, it's still, oh, we're just smashing. And she's waiting for him to commit, but it's never going to happen.
But most dudes, I don't believe in the love at first sight. You might fall in love with the physical that you see, but that love is an action. That comes in time, in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? That comes in time. You might be like, dang, shorty is bad. And like you said, you thinking sexual. And then when you get to know her, you'll be like, okay, yeah, I can possibly build with her. Because a brother like me, I'm not just hitting any and everything. You got to look somewhat decent. And thus, I could possibly build with you because you do look somewhat decent. Yeah, I'm a communications major, English first, journalism. You know, but it was like, you made me lose my train of thought, man. But it's like, if you're not attractive, I'm not even going to try to build with you because I don't want an ugly woman to bring around. I mean, I don't want it to sound shallow or nothing, but you have to have something there.
Why is that that people say that you're shallow if you don't want to date somebody that's not attractive to you?
I mean, because there's more to it than just that. But I mean, but like you said, it's like they have to be attractive to you. I mean, that don't necessarily mean they're an ugly person, but if it doesn't attract you, I mean, a lot of things can go wrong from there. Like, Pac-Man ain't coming up, dog, if you ain't attractive. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, yeah, you could figure out ways to get Pac-Man up, even if you don't look good. Everybody got a little deuce in
there. Yeah, well, he ain't going to stay up, you know, unless you got Pac-Man pellets.
Well, I think men don't commit because of fear. I think that's a big, big reason why men don't commit to women for the, you know, their lives over to women. Out of fear. Fear of not having enough money to make it work, not having enough money, not being ready. Well, we always say, well, I'm not ready. Well, when are you going to be ready? You know, you don't know when you're going to be ready, but seriously, when are you going to be ready? Fear of having somebody else to be responsible for. And fear of having somebody else know your flaws and know everything about you. Because that person is putting themselves out and saying, all right, I will accept all this stuff about you. You have to walk around naked around another person. You know how serious that is? I mean, seriously, just to walk around naked?
Nah, that's not a problem for me.
Well, no, but
I see what he's talking about.
He's talking about being totally open.
But
yeah, I meant physical, but that's a better way to say it. You got to open yourself up totally to the person.
I think the reason why, though, is because, like you said, women jump into those relationships a lot quicker than we do, and they're more susceptible of getting hurt, I guess that's the word I'm looking for. But with us, it's like, when you open up to somebody, it's like, you know, women are so vindictive sometimes in trying to do things when you open up to them and try to use that against you. So it's like, you know, it's like your strongest enemy is the one who know your weak spot. So when you done open up to this woman and she done everything in the world and putting you on blast about stuff you done open up to her about, it's just like, okay, well, forget you then. Like, you know what I'm saying? It makes you take those next steps very cautiously when you're going into any other relationship. It's like, I don't mind opening up. You know what I'm saying? But when they try to use it against you, then when I be done punch you in the head or something, like, I'm not condoning that or not saying that I've done it.
Punch
then,
in the head.
But yet I'm the bad person.
Hit
at that
with
point.
A bag of oranges.
You stupid. And I've never done that. I'm just saying, like, you know, when it gets to that limit and the male tends to get aggressive or whatever because this female has done something to him that's vindictive and he's feeling like, dang, I done opened up and told her this about me, introduced to the family, whatever the case may be. He's cautious moving forward the next time he opens up to somebody. Not saying that's an excuse for not settling down or committing, because, shoot, like I said, I would love to commit. I have no problem with commitment. It's just, okay, it gets to that point. You're not the same person, or you're not trying to understand who I am. And that's all brothers searching for, somebody who understands who we are that's not trying to change us on a daily basis, make us like we're just their little project or whatever.
Well, that's still fear. That's understandable fear because you were hurt in the past by it. So
it ain't fear.
Yeah, it's not fear.
Oh yeah, it is.
Let me tell you this.
Is fear.
This is why men have a problem with commitment. You ever seen a movie Company of Men?
No.
Well, there's me neither. But I know this line is in there by the character played by Aaron Eckhart. I think that's his name, Chad, and he says, quote, "Never trust anything that can bleed for a week and not die."
I love it. I love it, yo.
That's why men have a hard time committing.
Bleed for a week and not die.
Yeah.
But seriously, though.
That's not human.
I think men don't commit because of fear, like we just went over, and also because of a lack of discipline. You still want to go be with other women and you're just worried, man, oh man, I just see that other woman over there. I have to have her. And so your infidelity is born out of your lack of discipline. You know, women usually get more disciplined when it comes to committing faithfully and being monogamous than men do. Just
so you call
the difference.
So you call discipline for the woman what? Being force-fed information about Prince Charming and stuff when they're younger and stuff, about how you got to get you a good man to take care of you and this and that. So they're mentally trained from the gate to look for just one. We're not set up like that. I mean, I don't even think the race is set up like that. I mean, like, how many in the animal kingdom? And I know people say, "Oh, we're not animals." We just got a stronger brain, and we start thinking and using other thoughts and factors. Or you shouldn't do this because of Bible and then religion and everything else come into play. But at the end of the day, it ain't but what one creature out here on this planet that's monogamous or says, you know, ultimately goes about monogamy within their whole sexual activity. And what is that? I believe it's a dolphin or something.
Birds do.
Birds.
Some birds.
Penguins mate for life. Yeah. But what you just said is a prime example of a lack of discipline, because you may not have started off that way, but you learned that way.
It all boils down to women have to give us a reason to commit.
Yeah.
And
there's plenty of women that give men great reasons to commit.
And they also give us great reasons to not commit.
Okay. You just told us that so-and-so gone overseas. Wife's holding him down.
Oh, yeah.
And what does he do? He cheats on her.
I mean, because look at what he was cheating
on. Well, there you go. That's his lack of discipline, and that's your lack of discipline, because you just condone that. Men don't commit out of fear and a lack of discipline.
Well, that's going to wrap things up. We're going to close the barbershop. We're going to close it with Troop, Spread My Wings.
I am the Malcolm X of this barbershop.
You are the...
the loneliest.
We'll see you on the radio next week.
And we up out this funky thing.
I'm searching for a love that's evermore.
Give up the start. You know, deleting folks from her Facebook friends list, and I'll, and in the message she said, so if you have anything to say to me, then you might want to contact me now. So I obviously didn't think I was on the list to get chopped. And then like the next day I check and we're no longer friends.
So you can't go in there and well, I guess you have to accept it or whatever.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Laugh.